Expenses to be paid out of the city's general fund, like for police and fire, were projected at $55 million, and revenue was projected at $51 million, down due to businesses leaving and the energy slump. But while working on how to cover that shortfall, City Council decided to also pay $1 million in income tax refunds and other obligations this year. So the gap is more than $5 million. Finance Committee Chairman John Merrill says it can be handled, and he says he does not think police and fire will be cut.
In the general fund, about 85% goes to personnel costs, but there is $8 million or so of non-personnel spending. The other thing that we look at is people will retire.
Merrill says a balanced budget will be in place as required by law in March. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.